Today, we celebrate the feast of Saint Bonaventure, Cardinal, Bishop of Alban, and Doctor of the Church. When we pray, the voice of the heart must be heard more than the proceedings from the mouth. Born north of Rome in the year 1217, in the town of Bagnoregio, Saint Bonaventure was baptized Giovanni de Fidanza. Giovanni received the name Bonaventure. When as a child, he was cured of a life-threatening illness through the prayers of Saint Francis of Assisi. Bonaventure went to the University of Paris to study around 1235, where he encountered the Franciscans who had a house of study in the Latin Quarter. Bonaventure entered the Franciscan order in 1243. He studied theology with the renowned Franciscan master Alexander of Hales. He taught at the University of Paris, where he wrote numerous commentaries on the scriptures, especially on the Gospels of Luke and John, which are now in an English translation published by the Franciscan Institute. Bonaventure, like Saint Francis, had a love of nature and went on to say that all created reality is stamped with God's presence, and it is through created things that God speaks to us and gives us a glimpse of himself. Today, Saint Bonaventure is depicted in statues and drawings with a cardinal's hat and the bishop's crozier, and sometimes a crucifix. He was made a bishop and cardinal 1 year before his death in 1274, though he is best remembered as a spiritual teacher. Today, let's remember Saint Bonaventure in one of his beautiful sayings: "Since happiness is nothing other than the enjoyment of the highest good, and since the highest good is above, no one can be happy unless he rises above himself, not by an ascent of the body, but of the heart." And remember, heaven is our goal.